I want to turn to the Word of God just for a little time tonight before we would, as our dear brother has said, turn to the report. Turn with me to familiar words in John chapter 11. John chapter 11. And we're not going to read the whole chapter, just a few verses at the beginning. I'm sure you know the incident very well. John chapter 11 and verse 1. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us this reading of his own precious inspired word tonight. When we think of what John says at the beginning of his gospel, how that the Lord Jesus, as we've said already, came onto his own. That statement, his own, it means his own possessions. And when the Lord Jesus came, he came to his own throne. The first question of the New Testament is, where is he that is born King of the Jews? He came onto his own throne because he came as son of David, and he was the rightful heir to the throne of his father David. He came onto his own land because he came to Israel. He came onto his own land, the land promised to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob. He came therefore as the son of Abraham. The beginning of the New Testament starts that way. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. But his own people received him not. That is the Jewish people. He came as their promised Messiah. He came specifically to them. And Matthew chapter 15, it teaches us that he came unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He came unto them first. But there was, even though the nation rejected him by and large, there was a little remnant that received him. Amongst that remnant was Simeon, that old man who waited for the consolation of Israel in the temple. Amongst that remnant was Anna, the prophetess. Amongst that remnant, of course, was Mary and Joseph themselves. Amongst that remnant was Elizabeth and Zacharias. And these waited for him, that little group amongst the Jewish people. And amongst that little group, no doubt, was Mary and Martha and Lazarus. They were all part of this little remnant that waited for him to come. And they gave him that place that Israel didn't give him. They gave him that place that the world didn't give him. And how good it is for us tonight to give him that place in our hearts that this world doesn't give him. The Lord is still rejected and by the world disowned, by the many still neglected, and by the few enthroned. And in that little home in Bethany, something happened, something entered, and it was sickness. And dear friends, whether we're the Lord's or not tonight, we're not immune from these things. Sickness and sorrow can come very, very suddenly and can enter into a home. And it entered into the home of Mary and Martha. Lazarus, their brother, was sick and nigh unto death. And they send the Lord a little message, and it's really a prayer, and it's very, very short. It's maybe instructive to us. It's very short, but it's to the point and it's beautiful. And it begins with these words, or word, Lord. That's instructive in itself. It's interesting that they didn't say Jesus. I know that's his name. But they called him Lord. And even though they didn't know what was happening, even though they wondered why he took so long coming, even though they couldn't understand, yet he was still Lord of their situation. And how important that is, beloved, tonight. No matter what we're going through, if we know the Savior, that he is Lord of all our situations. He knows the beginning from the end. He knoweth the way that I take. And there's not a step that he doesn't know. He knows what tomorrow holds for me and for you if you're his. Nothing takes him by surprise. And they give him that place immediately. They write and they say, Lord, behold. And the word behold is an old English word, of course, but it's a very precious word. It means to be held. Isn't that beautiful? It means to be held. In other words, look upon us. Fix your attention upon us, Lord. And dear friends, where would we be tonight if he never had looked upon us in love and mercy and grace? That he never had stepped down from the throne of glory into this sin-benighted scene and gone all the way to Calvary for a sinner like me. Where would I be if he had never looked upon me? And they say, behold. And how good it is to be held in his love tonight. Behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. I don't know about you, but if I had been writing that as a brother, say, of Lazarus, I would have said, Lord, behold, he whom we love is sick. But they didn't say that. They said, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. See, they were conscious of the Lord's love. And how good it is to be conscious that the Lord loves us. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we might have to face, that there's one who loves us. And the evidence of that is Calvary. For God so loved the world. It's good to know that God loved the world. But it's better to know that he loves me. Paul says, the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's the great wonder of it. The great wonder is not that I love God. It's that he loved me and sent his Son to die on the cross for such as I. And they were conscious of the Lord's love, just like the writer here, John. Many times in this gospel, John says or speaks of himself as that disciple whom Jesus loved. And it seems to our ears sometimes that John's raising himself above the rest of the disciples, making himself something he wasn't. Of course, he wasn't doing that. John was just conscious all the time that the Lord loved him. And how important it is that we keep that in our hearts, that he loves us. And many a time he brings us a difficult way to teach us not to rely on ourselves, but to rely on him who loves us. And they sent this little message, and we think of the power of his love here when he goes to the grave of Lazarus and he calls Lazarus out of death. And dear friends, he's called, if we're saved tonight, he's called us out of death. For we were dead in trespasses and in sins. And Martha, at the grave of Lazarus, said, Lord, you know, you're a wee bit too late. He's been dead 4 days. By this time, he stinketh. It's far too late. And maybe there's a loved one you're praying for tonight, and they're out in the mountains, wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, and you think, it's too late. They've gone too far away. And I'll tell you a wee story tonight because it happened to me. In 1985, my brother got saved. And his wife. And my brother was the black sheep of the family. He was a drinker. He was a smoker. Did all the things you shouldn't do. And I was brought up in quite a strict brother and family. And he broke my mother's heart. And I can remember my mother weeping many an evening, waiting for him to come in through the door, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning. My mother died in 1976 and my father died in 1981. And all the time I was thinking, it's too late for our Jack. And I was saying, just as Martha said, by this time he stinketh. But dear friends, I wasn't accounting for the power of his word that is able to call out of death and into life. And my brother got saved, and I can remember my wife and myself were in Belfast, and we'd left the children with her father and my mother-in-law. And we rang home to see how the children were. And Suzanne's father answered the phone and he just said, got some news. And he said, your Jack has got saved. And his wife. And I went up Shaftesbury Square in Belfast with my mouth open. So I couldn't believe it. You see, that God was able to call him out of death. Nobody's too late for the Lord. And he's well able to do it. That's the power connected with his love. It's the power of Calvary that saved a wretch like me. I once was blind, but now I see. May the Lord bless his word to your hearts.